John, you talked about the fourth and one in the third quarter. Was there something, you know, that made you decide at that point in time it was worth the gamble to go for it? And then did Joe check out of that run to the right, or was it a design run to the right?
Well, I wouldn't say checked out of it. The thing that made me want to go for it was I thought we'd get it. You know, I felt like we knew we had to kick a field goal, and we knew we had to score a touchdown. You know, that we knew we needed, you know, two scores if a field goal was going to be a part of it, and we knew that that was going to be the case. So if it had been more than fourth and, you know, a foot, and it was really 6 inches, I probably would have kicked the field goal right there to get the one score under our belt. The fact that it was 6 inches, you know, I think we all felt real strongly that we were going to get that done. And, you know, my just personal philosophy as a coach is you give your guys a chance to make plays. They won't always make the play, but you can't run scared, you know. And I trust our players. And I think most of the time, the vast majority of the time, our guys will come through and make those plays, and that's pretty good evidence when you look at the rest of the game, okay? So I'll continue to trust our guys. And, you know, there's certain options that we have. We've grown our package to where, you know, Joe does a great job at the line of scrimmage, getting us in and out of plays, adjusting the protections, changing the routes, making those decisions at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, defenses are back and forth and challenging and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we made a decision. He had certain options in there, and he made a decision to go with that play because it was a called play within the choices that he had. And they did a great job of moving a guy and beating us on the backside and defending it. There were other options he had there. Sure, he could have gone with them, but, you know, you can second-guess that all day long. I think it's part of our offense, and it's what we want to continue to be. You know, we call and run plenty of stuff. But you can't just be a call and run at offense 100% of the time in this league and not beat your head against the wall. So, you know, I think that's how we need to play, especially with a veteran quarterback who knows what he's doing.
John, could you take us kind of what you were thinking through the review of the 4th and 29 and just how that was handled with the long stoppage of play and everything else?
Well, I think it was handled correctly. You know, I know that everybody wants to keep the game moving and everything for entertainment purposes, but getting it right is probably the most important thing, and probably the true fans really appreciate that too. I know that this is just my speculation. You know, when you watch the replay, and I just watched the coaches copying over and over again, they got the spot right in the end. His knee went down at the 40. Is it the 45 or 35? 35, and the ball was at least a yard. Carrying his body was at least a yard to the 44, which is a yard to gain, and then he was extending the ball. So. I think they got the spot right when Gene brought it back. And then, to me, the whole time was they had to go back and find out where the chains exactly were. You know, they had to go back and look at the play-by-play and look at – I assume they looked at the TV copies and stuff or whatever. And they wanted to get those chains back in the right spot before they measured so they had it exactly right. And in the end, they got it exactly right. So once they put the spot down and got it right, we knew we had the first down because we knew the yard to gain was the 44. So that's kind of the way it went.
A point in overtime where, because you don't get to the end very often or 3 or 4 minutes left, was there ever a point where you started to wonder or think about what a tie would mean? Not that you were playing for it, right, but did that ever go through your mind of what's a tie mean to us?
Well, I just knew a tie would be better than a loss, you know, without doing all the ramifications and all the different scenarios. Tie's better than a loss. A win's better than a tie.
Did so. Go into what you did at the end of the game with the whole – you know, running the four plays?
Correct. Yeah, the whole idea was, you know, just worst-case scenario. We had confidence that Tuck was going to make it, but, you know, you want to just position yourself as well as possible for whatever scenario might come up, and there's no point in leaving Phillip Rivers with more time than you would have to if he was going to go back down and have an opportunity to win the game there.
Coach, can you talk about the decision process having Bernard Pierce on the field for the third-yard situation and not having the rest?
We're rotating both those guys, and I like Bernard Pierce. Bernard Pierce is a really good player, and, you know, we're not going to be shy away from Bernard Pierce carrying the ball. I'd like to see him carry the ball more and more. I think those two guys complement each other really well, and the better Bernard gets, the more he's going to play. Powerful, explosive, hard-running guy, so he's a good choice for that.
When you given a demonstration on the Bernard Pollard hit, what was
they showed that?
Yeah.
What was my take on it?
Yeah.
My take on it is I'll be looking forward to seeing what the league says on that. And I think Bernard took every precaution to make it legal. You know, it was a legal, solid hit in his eyes, and I would have to say in my eyes too, just from a coaching standpoint. So that's how I saw it.
Is there a sense of comfort in knowing that the Ravens have a 3-game lead in the division?
There is no comfort in football. It's not allowed, Edward. Comfort is not the word that comes to mind. Competitive, confront, not comfort. comes to mind. So, no, we have no comfort.
Knowing the tough scenarios, though, if you win on Sunday, you create a four-game lead. Could that be a motivating factor as you look ahead into this game against the Steelers on Sunday?
Well, the thing I think the guys have done is that we've, you know, as a team, our guys have positioned themselves very well, you know, to take advantage of an opportunity, and that's what you try to do. You know, every game you win, it makes the next game that much more important. So, the importance of the games builds throughout the course of the season when you're winning. So this game is more important than last week, and of course, it's obviously, you know, against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has their backs against the wall, but you know, hey man, this game's the same no matter what. Our concern is with us. It's how we play. And we're looking forward to it.
Brandon and Josh Byrne stepped up once the injury did happen to Denal out there.
Stepped up really well. You know, Josh played really solid, physical, downhill football like he always does. And Brendan Ibadejo really played well. He was all over the field. He made a huge stop on that run that they had there on second down. I think it was second and four or five. Stopped it for no gain. Just really stepped up like you would expect a veteran leader to do. He played really well.
Back to the notion of there being something special about the team, is there something about the notion of just some teams knowing how to win, and what causes that? Is that experience of winning a lot? Is it leadership or what?
I think that notion comes out after they win, you know? So, like, you talk about how special a team is after they win the Super Bowl or whatever, that, you know, this team was a team of destiny, you know? It's hard to pick out the teams of destiny until destiny expresses itself. So, you know, I don't know about all that. You know, I think they're special just because of the way they interact with each other. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the way they handle adversity, the way they work with each other, the way they care about one another. You know, all those intangible things that it's really hard to quantify, and everybody just wants to kind of shrug their shoulders at and say, what is that? Well, if you've ever been on a team, you know, like most of us have at one point in time or another, you really have a feel for that, you know, and you kind of know what that means. And that's when you're inside of that, that's kind of what you try to express somehow, and it's hard to explain, but that's what I'm talking about.
Obviously, watching on TV, you get what they show you. But saw a lot of Paul Kruger early in the game. Is he becoming more and more of an impact player, or did we just see some isolated plays?
No, Paul's playing really well. You know, the last 2-3 weeks, he's really, really played well. He's been a huge impact in our sub packages. I think he's getting better every week rushing the passer. He's playing the run, especially in the sub packages, really well. And the fact that we've been able to, you know, we've had some other guys step up like Courtney Upshaw, Albert McClellan. We've even got some young guys that are kind of pushing their way up through in practice. That allows guys to kind of spread their reps out a little bit and maybe, you know, you kind of show up a little more in certain areas, you know, and that's probably what Paul's done with the pass rush stuff.
But the Raiders obviously is very stout against the run. How happy were you to get that kind of production from the ground game?
Well, yeah, really pleased. But, you know, we think we could have done better, you know, even. There was a lot of runs in there that we were, you know, a broken tackle away from going really big. I thought their safeties did an excellent job of coming downhill and making tackles. You know, their safeties, I don't know how many tackles they made, but it seemed like they were making most every tackle. So we did a great job of blocking the front. It's hard to get to the safety. And, you know, I was pretty pleased with that. But you're right, give them credit. They're a very good run defense.
How would you review the offensive line as a whole? Obviously had some success in terms of the ground game, but also allowed 5 sacks.
Yeah, you know, I think as a whole they played well. The sacks, you look at the sacks and you're like, gosh, you know, that's never a good number. I mean, that's something that's going to be that we're going to look at first and say, well, we have to get better, and we definitely do. Yet, when you look at the big picture, there were plenty of times in critical situations where they came up big in protection and gave Joe a chance to make some plays. Overtime period, second half of the fourth quarter, really the whole – most of the second half, but the whole fourth quarter, they really protected really well. So there were some one-on-one things. You know, young guys learned some lessons, you know, by some veteran pass rushers, I think, that will.